Hi, and welcome to my first podcast. This is Pastor Lester Bentley, and I'd like to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Our reading today is called The Fragrance of Christ. Now, thanks be unto God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. A Christian is a living bottle of perfume. Wherever I go, thank God, he makes my life a constant pageant of triumph in Christ, diffusing the perfume of his knowledge everywhere by me. Moffat's translation. We have this treasure, this perfume of his knowledge, in earthen vessels, and we are to diffuse this perfume everywhere we go. Several years ago, there was a little boy that was given a bottle of perfume. He took it out to show his playmates, but first he hid it behind his back and said, "You can't guess what I have." The boys were very curious, so at the right moment he held it high above his head and exclaimed, "Fumery! That's what it is! It's fumery!" The boys examined the bottle carefully and read what they could of the label. One of them finally said, "Ah, that's just printin'. Why don't you take the cork out of the bottle, and we'll tell you whether it's genuine or not." Soon the boy had his knife out, working on the cork, and when the cork was pulled out, the boys all took a deep whiff. One of them said with an air of finality, "Say, that's the real stuff, isn't it?" There is a great need for all Christians to take the cork out of the bottle and let the world breathe the fragrance of the Rose of Sharon blooming in our hearts. Someone may say, "Well, I've been a member of the church for many years and my name is on the church books." But it's not enough to have our names printed on the church books. And just like the little boy who said of the label on the bottle, "Ah, that's just printing." Perhaps we need to take the cork out of the bottle and let the world take a deep whiff, finding out whether it's genuine or not. Is the Rose of Sharon blooming in your heart? For we are, to God, the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved, and among those who are perishing. 2 Corinthians 2:15. So on this Thanksgiving Day, let us all decide to be the fragrance of Christ among all those we live around. And through your fragrance, all those around you will become changed, and God will bestow his blessing upon us all. Then next year, when it's Thanksgiving again, we can be thankful for the many who have been affected by the fragrance of Christ coming out from us. I hope you've enjoyed this first podcast. Happy Thanksgiving to you all, and blessings. Bye.